Hey guys, it's Jimmy. Before Never Not Funny really kicks into gear, I want to tell you about Babbel. Babbel is the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Why waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language? Babbel has quick 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. That's less than a month if I'm doing my calendar math correctly. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. This thing's a piece of cake. It's a breeze. And right now, for listeners of Never Not Funny, they've got a great deal. You can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription. But again, that's only for listeners of Never Not Funny at Babbel.com/Pardo. That's right. Gets up to 60% off. That's more than a Hagar. That's more than the double nickel. Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/Pardo. That is spelled Babbel.com/Pardo. Rules and restrictions apply. Use Babbel. By the time I'm done reading this, you'll know how to speak a new language. Babbel, a better way to learn a new language. Hey guys, Matt Belknap and I have talked about our love of the Gooder sunglasses. There's no reason why you won't love them as much as we do. Listen, these things are stylish. They start at about $25 a pair. No slip, no bounce. Those are their words, not mine, but boy, are they appropriate. These things are polarized and they got a bunch of 5-star reviews that are accurate. I give mine six stars. I go one more star than the average person because I myself, I'm the star. I'm the extra star. 30-day free returns, 1-year warranty. They got a bunch of great styles. These things came in very handy for me recently at a charity golf event. And everybody's like, what's with the shades? And I went, man, these are my Gooders. And they made my golf game gooder. I said that about 18 holes. Hey, if you want to support the show and try a pair, Gooder is giving Never Not Funny listeners free shipping. You can go to Gooder.com/Pardo and use code Pardo for free shipping. Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Again, that is Gooder.com/Pardo and use code Pardo for free shipping. Goodr.com/Pardo. Do it now. Look out. Here comes the sun.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Playing games.
You know him from the Book of Mormon and Hamilton, but when he's playing pop culture trivia, Rory O'Malley will send a fully armed battalion to remind you who's king. From the Never Not Funny Studios in Hollywood, California, it's Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo. Here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, everybody, indeed. Yes, welcome into Playing Games, the game show that covers pop culture from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. In studio with me, as always, is announcer Matt Belknap. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Matt.
How's it going?
You know, I'm under the weather.
Of course.
So, you know, but I got a steroid shot today from the great, sweet Dr. Sugarman.
Mm-hmm.
Gave me a little steroid shot right in the tuchus, and that seems to be getting me through the program today.
You're like a rock star. You just won't be stopped by a common cold.
The show must go on.
Yeah. That's great.
I also don't think it's a common cold. I think it's something more severe.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but we're going to get through it, okay? Again, sweet Sugarman gave me the goods.
Do you call him that to his face?
Never. No. No, and I hope he never hears me say it to him. It would be awful. He's the nicest man in the world. And, of course, with me is our band leader, Mr. Mike Henry. Hello, Michael.
Hey.
Hey, there's Mike yelling from behind the drum kit. As always, I have a celebrity co-host with me whenever we do playing games, and I'm thrilled that we have Tony-nominated actor. You first discovered him, Matt, in Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
I knew him, of course, when he was back at the Mormon program.
Mm-hmm.
Our buddy Rory O'Malley.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Rory.
Hi, Matt. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
I'm so glad to be here.
It's wonderful that you're here. You're taking time away. Now, you got the new series coming out. Is that Lifetime?
Yeah.
When is that premiere?
It's going to come out June 2nd.
So it's right around the corner.
Right around the corner. It'll be here any day now.
What's the name of the show?
It's called American Princess, and it's produced by Jenji Cohan, who does Orange is the New Black and Glow, and our showrunner, our creator and writer, is Jamie Denbo.
The great Jamie Denbo,
yeah.
Who's been on Never Not Funny, our other show.
Yeah.
Married to the great John Ross Bowie.
That's right. That's right. Who also appears in the show, episode 3? Two.
What do you think? Were you comfortable having the husband on set? Or we can't
get
another actor?
Yes, and we actually butt heads in the show. Like, we actually have this whole scene where we, like, give each other Renaissance digs.
Right, because that's the premise, right? She runs off to join the Renaissance Fair?
Yes, yes. There's a young woman who's like lives on the Upper East Side. She's an Upper East Side socialite, and she runs away from her life there to join the Renaissance Fair. And I play the Shakespearean actor, the pompous Shakespearean actor. So my husband, of course, is like, well, you didn't have to do any research.
That's you, sir.
Did you do research? Did you go to a Renaissance Fair?
I'd gone to Renaissance Fairs in my past, too. Like, we had them come through Ohio and Cleveland, where I grew up. But I went to the one here in Los Angeles, which is, like, really major and amazing. And I've been to a lot of cosplay type events. And I think that's kind of like what all that started in is Renaissance fairs in the 60s, 70s, pretending you're somebody else at a party.
When you say you go to, you've done other cosplay events, what do you dress up as?
Well, I don't usually dress up as much. See, I've been to like Broadway Con or to events where I get to like be a part of it or perform. Because I, for a living, dress up. Like, that is what I do every day. So I love to not be in costume. Yeah. It's, like, really fun to be in jeans and a t-shirt.
So to that end, Broadway Con specifically, what do people dress? You got a lot of Hedwigs? Got to imagine a lot of Hedwigs.
Yes. Yes, clearly that would be your outfit, if that's what first came to mind.
What would it be? I was just thinking of extravagant costuming.
They have a lot of King Georges. I mean,
a lot of King George.
I mean, there's lots of Hamilton.
But pre-Hamilton, maybe a lot of Mormon, a lot of Book of Mormon.
Tons of Mormons. I'll tell you, the moment I knew that we had really made it as a musical was that first Halloween when there were just people dressed up as Mormons. It's like, you know, like the year before, that would have been the saddest costume.
Right.
You know? And I saw one kid have his pink suitcase that he was rolling around with him to get his Halloween candy. I was like, oh, it's Elder McKinley right there.
Love it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's awesome to get to see people wearing Broadway outfits.
Isn't that neat?
Oh my God. It's amazing.
Right? Everybody's a superhero, whatever, but if you go you go Broadway, that's a commitment.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
But let's talk about the most important thing going on in your life. You're a dad.
Oh yeah, forgot about that. No. Yeah, I'm a dad. My husband and I have been in the adoption process for like 2 years. We've had close calls, we've had disappointments, we've had everything under the sun in the adoption process. And November 4th, we got a call out of the blue. It was like, basically, there's a baby here.
Come and get it.
Come and get him.
And you named him, if I'm mistaken, after me.
After you.
Thank you.
His name's Jimmy.
Very flattered. Very flattered.
It was like partially you, partially my dad, but you know, like mostly you.
And your dad understands that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
As long as he understands.
Of course, yes. Well, the whole family knows.
That you set up Donnie. Well, it was November, right at Christmas. Got to come clean, you guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a guy, comedian Jimmy Pardo.
Actually, I know you all thought this was about dad.
Nope.
It's not.
And you're so what is it? How old was the baby when you got it?
One day.
One. Whoa.
5 hours old.
That's
my God.
So yeah. From second one, you've been with this baby.
Yeah. Yeah. I had him in my arms for his second feeding ever.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was a miracle. It really was. And especially after all the time that we waited and, you know, the full story is I called my mom that morning and I was like, you know, I don't know if this is ever going to work out. I'm tired of being positive about this. I'm a pretty positive guy.
Yeah.
And so I had kind of like surrendered. I was like, I'm not going to tell people, oh, he's just around the corner. You know, like I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm getting negative.
Right.
You know, like I was
and then it worked.
And my mom, she was like, well, I'm just going to pray to your aunts in heaven. And an hour later, the social worker called and I texted her. I said, keep pray. It's working.
No, you don't believe in prayer otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. That day it worked. That day it worked.
You know what? My son is 11 years old now, and you guys, your kids are getting older, Mike and Matt as well. I admittedly, one of my favorite times when they were a baby was changing the diaper.
Yeah.
It just seemed like a neat little bonding moment. I thought it would gross me out. It didn't.
No, yeah. You don't even see the shit.
Right.
It's not, I don't even notice it now, you know. I don't know if it's just the exhaustion or what, but yeah, it's also because it's such a vulnerable thing to be a little human being.
Yeah.
And you're taking care of this person.
Yeah.
And they need you. And I think that they're on their back. And he actually loves his changing table. And yeah, I mean, it's like where he laughs the most.
I don't know. Like,
well, you think this is great? Just wait to get to the throne, buddy. You're going to love that. But yeah, no, it's awesome. I'm telling you, it's all we've ever wanted in our entire lives. We've worked really, really hard for it. It is absolutely 1,000 times greater than we thought it was.
It is, right? Yeah. I 100% awesome. Agree with you. It's like, as great as you think it's going to be, it's even, and Rory, it's cliche, because I loved every step of the way, but I would go, oh, he's two. Oh, two's great. Wait till he's four. And I'd be like, let me enjoy two. And then he gets to be four. It's like, hey, four's pretty great.
Yeah, yeah,
wait till he's six. Damn it. And every step is great.
Yeah. It's crazy, especially because he's just a little over 3 months. And so I'm already like, oh, remember when he was just 2 weeks, right. You know, way back then?
Yeah.
It's crazy. He's already grown out of his clothes. And I know everyone says that. He actually just rolled over for the first time yesterday.
Yay!
Nice.
And I wasn't there. I was sleeping because I was doing the night shift. It's not like I'm like sleeping through his life here. I did the night shift and I missed it.
I was judging him a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, I know. And I woke up and I was like, and the cats and the cranes.
Yes.
But it's crazy because things are happening so fast. Even though I'm there all the time with him, I'm still missing stuff.
It's my wife was at work when Oliver took his first steps. We were outside and a police car was driving past our house right as Oliver was taking his first steps. And I was like, it's his first steps. And the cops put the little siren on.
Oh,
like
my God.
It was like, I got to share it with them and then called Danielle and she sobbed. But it was, I was glad somebody witnessed it with me.
Yeah.
Even if it was, they hate the man.
Yeah.
Keeping us down.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, Rory, we got to play games.
Let's do it. All right. I'm so excited.
We cannot do it without contestants. Let's go to the phones. That's right. Anybody that follows Never Not Funny on Twitter has a chance to play the game. Just look for the tweet telling you when to call in, and then we take the calls. We weed out the dead weight. We find our players. I'll say it again, Matt Belknap. Let's hit the phones. All right, who do we got up here first, Matt?
We've got Tim.
Hey, Tim, how are you, sir?
Hey, guys. Great, sir. And yourself?
I'm a little under the weather, Tim. But again, sweet, sweet Sugarman's taking care of business. What, Tim, where are you calling from?
Seattle,
Washington?
Yes, sir.
And what are you doing? You enjoying? I'll do the cliches. You listening to Nirvana, drinking coffee into the rain? What are you doing?
I'm taping episode 2 of my podcast after this.
No plugs.
Okay, no free rides. You know how this works. We're the Gene Simmons of podcasting. So episode 2, what is the topic of your podcast, Tim, now that we're doing this?
Vanilla Ice.
What?
The rapper.
and you got past one episode without people finding you and murdering you?
Yes, sir.
And is it just you, Tim, or you got a co-host? Do you got Vanilla Ice?
Seems
just me and some local DJs, rappers here in the Seattle area. I'd like to catch some other bigger attentions, but if I don't, I don't.
Do you use the sound system that you're talking to us currently? Do you use that for your podcast? Because it's unlistenable.
I don't know. You know,
no, sir. This is just me and my phone.
That may be someone else.
Oh, that might be somebody else, Tim. I apologize for lashing out at you. It could be one of our other contestants.
Yeah.
And now, Tim, are you married, sir?
Yes, sir. I just got married in October.
Congratulations. What's your beautiful wife's name?
Darcy.
Darcy. Wonderful. Darcy and Tim. Seem like a nice young couple. And kids or anything on the way yet?
No, sir. No interest.
Oh, Jesus. Boy, did anybody see that? After all of our talk of it's the greatest.
Boy, we really sold it, didn't we?
We thought there's nothing better. Every second of the way is the best. You want to have kids? No interest.
Not me.
Zero. All right, Tim, let's find out who you're going to be playing against. Matt, who is up next, please?
This is Chelsea.
Hello, Chelsea.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Chelsea, where are you calling us from?
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. Now, a lot of the upper Northwest.
Oh, my gosh. Do you think the next caller is going to be Sasquatch?
I hope it is. I know you're in search of him.
I am.
And what do you do up in Portland?
I'm a receptionist.
For?
I work for Dodge.
Dodge. That's the truck company.
Yes.
Okay.
They make cars too, I think, don't they?
Do they still make the Dodge Dart? Is that something, Darcy? Who's Darcy? Oh, that's Tim's wife. I mean, Chelsea.
We make lots of cars, and we also sell Jeeps and Rams and Chryslers.
Right.
So
again, no plugs.
Variety.
No plugs.
All right. You know what? I disagree. What's the name of the dealership?
I shouldn't say.
Okay.
I drove a Dodge Caravan in college.
And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, and so did everyone in my college. They just would pile into the Caravan.
That's the downside, right?
I had to get rid of it. I was like, I'm the chauffeur.
Yeah. You don't want to be that. You want to just get it. That's why I had a Fiero. I had a two-seater.
Oh.
And you're on your own.
Yeah.
I'll see you there.
Yeah.
Chelsea, are you married?
No, but I have a mom. I have a four-year-old daughter.
Four-year-old daughter. What's your beautiful daughter's name?
Lucille.
Boy, do I love it.
That's a good one.
I love
it. That's great.
Aw, thanks.
I love it. You know,
we're big fans of Oliver, too, when he makes it onto the podcast.
Oh, thank you very much. He's a nice young man. It sounds like this Lucille, 4 years old. That's preschool?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. Let's find out who you're playing against, Chelsea. Who's our third contestant, Matt?
We've got Casey.
Hey, Casey. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. And Casey, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. Hey, your home state.
Hey, Buckeye. OH.
Wow.
That's Rory O'Malley and his love of Ohio, apparently.
OH.
Hey, wait. There was a delay, but OHIO.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yes, that's a thing.
All right, well, do it.
You stepped on it.
All right, we'll do it again. Go ahead, do it again.
OH.
IO.
Thank you.
No,
thank you. That was satisfying.
Was it? I thought I was sad.
That's a call and response as exciting as Ohio.
They're, what is it, high in the middle, around on the side? What's
there
their,
you go. Yeah, sure.
Sure, whatever you want, Pardo. Just leave Ohio. And Casey, what are you doing? You're looking for Jack Nicklaus today? What are you doing there in the Columbia? He's in Muirfield, I guess. Right? Where does
he? No, I'm a veterinary assistant.
You're a veterinary assistant. So what came in today? You got a little kitty cat or a doggy? What came in today?
We had a lot of small dogs today, which is kind of nice.
What's going on with the small dogs in Ohio? So we got a virus?
No, I mean, just a lot of dental cleanings and vaccinations.
You recommend vaccinations and good dental hygiene for the small dogs?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Like how she laughs like she knows is the dumbest question in the world. Now, Casey, I'm going to ask you the same thing I've asked everybody else. Are you married?
I am.
And do you work? And is your husband the vet? Is he the veterinarian? Is it a family business?
No.
What does he do?
My husband's a chef.
A chef?
Ooh.
Chef.
What's his name? Chef what?
Richard.
Chef Richard. Do you have to call him chef? Like around, hey, good morning, chef.
No.
Oh, all right. And do we have children, Casey?
No, we don't.
All right. And now Tim has no interest. Do you have interest at least in children, or are the animals at the vet hospital, there are those your children?
Yeah, I don't know about human kids. I got two dogs and three cats, though.
So okay, so
I do have something I care for.
Okay. Well, I like your positivity, but I don't like your answer. All right. We got our three contestants. Who's ready to start playing games?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the enthusiasm we're looking for, guys. All right, first up is headlines. I'm going to read you questions that relate to a certain decade, and the first one to buzz in correctly gets the point. Matt, let's hit the randomizer to find out what decade we're going to be playing from. We are going to be playing from questions from the 2000s. That is from 2000 to 2010. The two players with the most points after five questions will move on. Now, you guys buzz in using your name. So when you think you know it, buzz in by yelling your name. I will call on you. Please wait until I'm done asking the complete question. Here we go. Hands up buzzers, guys. That means just get your voices ready.
That is the biggest laugh that has ever gotten.
I know. These people get it. They're talking to their hero. They're excited. All right, here we go. Hands up, buzzers. In February of 2005, this million-dollar baby star celebrated her Best Actress Oscar with a meal at Astro Burger.
Casey, go. Hillary Swank.
Hillary Swank, correct answer. That is one for Casey. Number two, the most popular Google search of the year 2000 was for this artist in an infamous green Versace dress.
Tim.
I heard Tim first. Where's Tim.
Sacha Baron Cohen's Borat.
It is not Sacha Baron Cohen's Borat.
Chelsea.
Go ahead, Chelsea.
J-Lo.
J-Lo is the correct answer.
Boom.
Now, Roy, did you know that?
I did.
You did know that.
I did know that.
Here's a piece of trivia for you that I just learned. That is why they invented Google Images.
Yeah, Google
because
Image Search.
Of that?
Because of that search. Yeah, Google Image Search because
wow.
of that.
I did not know that.
That's right. Well, you're welcome. Matt, give me a scoring update.
Well, Casey's got one. Chelsea's got one. Tim's at zero.
No, Tim went to. Tim, that Borat answer was.
He was so confident.
I know.
And so wrong. Yeah.
So couldn't be more wrong or more confident. Again, the two players with the most points after five go on to the next round. In 2003, hands up, buzzers. In 2003, after Governor Gray Davis was recalled, this man was elected the new governor of California.
Chelsea?
I heard Chelsea.
Was it Arnold Schwarzenegger?
It was Arnold Schwarzenegger. There we go. Matt, scoring update, please.
Chelsea's got 2. Casey's got 1. Tim's got 0.
All right, Tim, you got to pick it up here. We're at question 4. After being closed for repairs for 11 years, this Italian landmark reopened to the public in 2001.
Casey,
go.
The Leaning Tower of
Pisa. Leaning Tower of Pisa is the correct answer. Yeah. That is a correct answer. Casey's got 2. Chelsea has 2. Tim, we're about to hang up on you.
Understandable.
Here is the final question. This rapper was the top-selling artist of the 2000s.
Tim.
Hey, Chelsea.
Hey, you know what? Let's hear from Tim for the fun of it. Tim, go.
Is it Eminem?
It is Eminem.
Yeah.
The good news is, Tim, you don't leave here without having answered a question, but we do have to say goodbye to you, sir.
Well, have a great time, guys. This was a lot of fun.
Was it?
Yes, sir.
Give me one example of how this was a good time for you, Tim. You were horrible.
Tim's a good guy.
He is, isn't he, Rory?
Yeah.
Tim, actually,
I got to talk to the guys I made skateboard for. This is super cool.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the skateboard.
I was just going to thank you for that. Tim made a, it's over there, you can't see it, Rory. Yeah. He made a skateboard that we're going to auction off for Smile Train.
Yeah,
at Parkcast-a-thon. Yeah. So, Tim, we do thank you for that, cool. And we do thank you for all your support over the years. You're a good man and a great friend.
Oh, you're very welcome. And not to spoil it, guys, but there is another one coming with the current season art for next Parkcast-a-thon.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's cool. Thank you.
Guess what that did do? It spoiled it. Tim, enjoy Seattle.
You too, guys. Next time you're here. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that means that Casey and Chelsea are going to go on to the next round, and we're going to find out which of the two of them will end up going head-to-head in the finals with Rory, and we'll do that right after this. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. My co-host this week is Broadway's own Rory O'Malley, about to be on television.
Yeah, I'll be television's own.
Yes, and rightfully so. Basic Cable's own Rory O'Malley.
Yes.
Chelsea and Casey, are you guys ready for round 2?
Ready as ever.
All right. Chelsea, were you just buzzing in to answer your own yes or no question?
Yeah. I learned my lesson.
I love it. Whoever is in the lead at the end of this round will win a Pod Swag gift card and go on to play against Rory in the finals for a year subscription to Stitcher Premium. And in this round, we're going to be playing a game called Balloony Tunes. Matt, let's hit the randomizer to find out what decade we're going to be playing from. The 90s. Going to be playing from the 90s. Here's how Balloony Tunes works. We are lucky to be joined this week by a Tony-nominated Broadway performer. So what better way to utilize those talents than by having him inhale some helium and sing you some songs from the 90s? Now, Rory, as we were getting ready for this, you said you have a fear of balloons.
Yeah.
So are you going to be okay for this?
I hope so.
Okay.
I'm not afraid of inhaling them. I'm afraid of them popping and choking me. Because my aunt told me that's what was going to happen when I was a kid. She was
what?
Like, balloons will pop. And you, because like, I think kids would bite on them and they'd choke.
Oh, God.
I didn't understand how that worked. I just thought somehow that balloon's going to pop. I'll be dead.
Okay.
And I carried that with me to today. But we're going to get through
it.
Maybe this will be therapeutic for you.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Or I'll be crying and out the door.
Or you're going to die.
Yeah, yeah. Or I'll
die. It's going to be the worst.
Or my aunt was right.
Oh. Does anybody know of anybody that died from a balloon?
Like, I'm going to look into it now that it's been a lifelong fear. I should have looked into that.
Yeah.
My aunt said someone did, so.
It's true.
That'll be true. She's from Ohio. She knows.
Oh. Oh, nice. They did it wrong.
Yeah, you did.
See, I'm not from there.
All right, here we go, ladies. Hands on buzzers. Again, Rory is going to sing a little bit of a song to you from the 90s. When you think you know it, buzz in. 7 songs in the category. Whoever has the most at the end of this round will go on to play against Rory in the finals. Here is your first song from the 90s.
Near, far, wherever you are, I believe...
Chelsea, go.
The Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
That is correct answer. My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. All right, here's your next one.
I'll try to make it less inappropriate as I inhale.
I loved it.
Oh, God.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Ree.
Casey, go.
Mambo number 5.
That is correct.
Lou Bega.
By the great Lou Bega.
That was a huge, you just, like the first time you took a, like a
I know,
medium
but it
size.
Felt good, didn't it? I think this is working. I'm not afraid anymore.
You're not afraid? It's working?
I'm not afraid.
We're getting you through
Get that other balloon ready.
You're high as a kite, Rory.
Yes, I am.
Song number three, Heads Up Buzzers.
An old man turned 98. He won the lottery and he died the next day.
Chelsea, go.
Alanis Morissette, Ironic.
Yes, that's the correct answer. We got 2-1, Matt.
2-1. Chelsea's ahead.
All right, here we go. Here's song number 4. 7 in the category.
She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live her crazy life, but she'll take away your pain like a bullet to your brain. Come on!
Chelsea got it in first.
I'm sorry. It's Ricky Martin, Livin' La Vida Loca.
That is the correct answer. So that's a 3-1 Chelsea beating Casey. Here is song number 5. I like that song.
Do you want the new balloon? That you're almost out.
Yeah, I think I need it for this one.
You still have a little bit in there.
Yeah. It's funny because I'm like, I don't know if it's going to be on it.
Right. You don't know until you start singing how much of it has affected you.
All right. The scores are 3 for Chelsea, 1 for Casey. Here comes song number 5. Rory, go.
With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us.
Casey.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
That's correct answer. Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. 3-2 now. Here we go. Rory, next song.
I don't ever want to feel like I did that day, but take me
Chelsea.
To
the...
Chelsea, go!
Oh, darn it. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Californication?
No! Chance for Casey to get in.
Under the bridge.
Under the bridge. Correct answer.
Yes. Oh, my God. We're all tied up.
We are all tied up. 3-3. Whoever gets this next one wins and goes on to play against Rory in the finals. Rory, give them their last song, please.
Lauren, Catherine, Lana 2. Betty Davis, we love you. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that Casey. Were in the mood.
Casey for the win.
Is it Vogue?
It is Vogue for the win.
Hey.
It is Vogue for the win.
Unbelievable.
Now, sadly, that means we have to say goodbye to...
Chelsea.
To Chelsea.
Yeah.
Chelsea had a strong start to this segment.
She was a killer. She was going... I thought she was had it in the bag.
I thought so, too. How are you feeling lightheaded-wise? Are you okay?
Who am I?
Chelsea, we have to say goodbye to you, but you are not leaving empty-handed. We're going to give you something from the Never Not Funny prize closet. But we appreciate you being here today.
Awesome. I just want to say Red Hot Chili Peppers, you'll never live this down.
Blame them. That's the way to do it. Yeah. Very Trump-like of you. Thank you, Chelsea.
It was an honor. Bye.
Oh, thank you. It was our honor. We say goodbye to Chelsea. That means that, Casey, you have won that Pod Swag gift card, and you will now go head-to-head in the finals with Rory, and we're to do that right after this. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Playing Games. Our veterinary assistant, Casey, has already won a Pod Swag gift card, but now it's time to go head-to-head with Rory O'Malley. Broadway Zone, Television Zone, Broadway sensation, Rory O'Malley.
I'm getting a better resume every break.
You're welcome. Just hang around me. Hang around me. You're going to get it all.
Quick question. Do you get to sing at all on the TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Oh, good.
Fantastic. Jamie wrote a musical number.
Awesome.
Jamie Dembo is a huge musical theater fan. So, she found a way to get me singing a couple times.
More than once.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch this show. It's called, give the name of the show again.
American Princess, June 2nd on Lifetime.
Love it. All right. Now, Casey has a chance to go head-to-head against this Broadway sensation to win that year subscription to Stitcher Premium. I will ask you both a series of questions in what we call the five-decade dash. Casey, if you can answer more correct than Rory, you will win. The questions can be about anything, but there is one question from each of the last 5 decades. Rory, I'm going to ask you first.
Okay.
That means that we're going to put Casey in the isolation booth, which just means we're going to put it on hold. So, Casey, hang tight as we find out how well Rory does in the 5-decade dash.
Someone's getting a year subscription to Stitcher. That's hard to say.
All right, here we go. You ready, Rory?
Yes.
In 1975, readers of Playboy magazine voted this woman Best Rock Drummer of the Year, beating out Led Zeppelin's John Bonham.
Best rock drummer.
Yes.
Of the year.
75. Female.
A female drummer.
Yes.
Cher.
In the 1986 World Series, this first baseman made an error that cost the Boston Red Sox Game 6 against the New York Mets.
I think this question is homophobic. Yeah, his name was Bob.
All right. In October of 1995, this controversial leader of the Nation of Islam organized the Million Man March in Washington, D.C.
Oh, Farrakhan?
In 2001, this European nation became the first ever to legalize same-sex marriage.
Oh, well, now I'm homophobic if I don't know this. The first one in Europe to legalize same-sex marriage.
Yes, sir.
I think it was in Scandinavia. No School Friday. Norway, Sweden, Finland. Let's say Sweden.
In November of 2013, this former mayor of Toronto admitted to smoking crack while in office.
Yeah, he did. I remember that. Rob. Oh, no, it was Bob, the same guy who messed it up for
same guy?
The Red Sox. Same guy.
All right. Rory is in with his answers.
Yes, he is.
Let's take Casey off of a hold. All right, Casey, you got your work cut out for you.
Oh, geez.
You may have noticed how long that took.
Are you ready, Case?
I'm ready.
In 1975, readers of Playboy magazine voted this woman best rock drummer of the year, beating out Led Zeppelin's John Bonham.
I have no idea.
Karen Carpenter. Looking for Karen Carpenter.
Oh, man. Mm.
In the 19... Rory said Cher, by the way.
So close.
In the 1986 World Series, this first baseman made an error that cost the Boston Red Sox Game 6 against the New York Mets.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. I don't know his name either. I don't know.
Take a guess.
Hank Aaron? Not even on the Red Sox.
No, you're right about that. Bill Buckner. Looking for Bill Buckner. Billy Buck.
So close, Bob.
Bob was close. Yeah, Rory guessed Bob. In October of 1995, this controversial leader of the Nation of Islam organized the Million Man March in Washington, D.C.
Malcolm X?
Louis Farrakhan. In 2001, this European nation became the first to ever legalize same-sex marriage.
Oh, man. France.
The Netherlands.
Man.
In November of 2013, this former mayor of Toronto admitted to smoking crack while in office.
Yeah, I don't know that one either, man. I'm sorry.
Rob Ford.
Oh boy.
All right. So at the end of that, I'm just gonna say it, Casey. The worst showing in the history of the game.
I know.
Now the good news is, now you lost, but you only lost, believe it or not, by one.
Yeah. We both did bad. That's why they're like, wait a minute.
Rory, do you want to mention which question you got wrong and that you're embarrassed of?
I got the gay marriage one wrong. But see, I knew where it was. I knew that there's good people in that part of Europe. And I honestly was thinking maybe it was that, but I really thought it was one of those Scandinavian countries. And I was wrong.
You were wrong. I was wrong. You're darn right you were wrong.
Yeah.
But not as wrong as Casey was. Casey, the one that Rory got that you didn't was Louis Farrakhan. Yeah. It was Farrakhan. And then Rory got halfway there with Rob Ford. He got to Rob and then just locked up on us. He may be still high from the helium.
I am.
That's very possible.
Probably wasn't fair of us to do that.
Now, sadly, you don't win the Stitcher Premium, but you do get a great gift card from the podswag.com. So you can grab yourself some great Podswag merch.
Awesome.
So, Casey, thank you for playing.
Oh, loved it. It was a pleasure.
It was our pleasure.
Loved it.
Let's do it one last time. Oh! That's not even it. All right, you know what?
I mean, it's...
let me set it up again, and then you just do it. Okay, ready? All right, Casey, let's do it one last time.
OH.
Oh.
Yeah, go Buckeyes.
N-O. Rory, we thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me,
we look forward to seeing this new show. Give it again, the name of the show.
American Princess, June 2nd on Lifetime.
And, of course, thanks to all of you for listening. Come on back when you are once again ready to start playing games. On behalf of Mike Henry, Matt Belknap, Rory O'Malley, I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo is a Never Not Funny production. Produced by Jimmy Pardo, Matt Belknap, and Mike Henry. Distributed by Stitcher Premium and Earwolf Media. Music by Mike Henry. Mr. Pardo's wardrobe provided by Botany 500. For more Jimmy Pardo, check out Never Not Funny in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find podcasts. And be sure to visit NeverNotFunny.com. For a chance to play games with Jimmy, follow Never Not Funny on Twitter. Portions of this program not affecting the outcome of the competition have been edited.